Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great city state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, President Obama unveiled his budget proposal this week, and Michigan is feeling a little left out. Fill us in.
Well, people were hoping that, frankly, that Michigan would get more. People have been hoping for funding for the Customs Plaza, for the new International Trade Crossing Bridge. There wasn't any money there. The General Service Administration budget didn't include any money for building projects in Michigan. And it sometimes is hard to remember that Michigan has always been one of President Obama's strongest supporting states. So it may indicate we don't have much clout in Washington.
What about the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, funding for that?
Well, that's another thing. Of course, the president is from Illinois, another Great Lakes state. Last year, he tried to cut funding for the initiative, which is about $300 million a year. This is an initiative to clean up the lakes and help guard against the invasive species. Congress didn't allow him to cut the money then. This year, he wants to cut back from $300 million to $250 million. And it remains to be seen, of course, where Congress is now controlled by the Republican Party, both houses. They've already proclaimed his budget dead on arrival, but we don't know what that means for the Great Lakes initiative. And of course, most of these Great Lakes states have become much more blue than red states.
There have been lots of headlines lately about Flint's water quality problems, but yesterday the state announced they are giving Flint $2 million to help with the problems. How much of an impact do you think this money will make?
Well, every little bit helps. The governor and the mayor of Flint had a fairly long meeting, I believe, last week, and they both said it was sort of productive. And while $2 million is $2 million, Mayor Dane Walling says they need another $50 million to upgrade the system in the next 6 years. There's been all sorts of problems with the water. People have complained about the chemicals they put in the water to kill the bacteria, have some health issues of their own, and they've discolored the water. The city is in the process of switching over from getting water from the Flint River to getting water from a different provider in Lake Huron, which might help solve the problem. But a lot of these systems, infrastructure all over the state and some of our older cities, is just aging and wearing out and hasn't been maintained. So, and of course, Flint's been under emergency management. There certainly isn't any money to spare there. So we'll just have to wait and see how this all plays out, but it's going to be a long process.
And finally, the U.S. Supreme Court will eventually take up a case to challenge Michigan's same-sex marriage ban. That case comes from a same-sex couple from the Detroit area who want to jointly adopt the children they're raising together. Meanwhile, there's a bill in Lansing to allow two unmarried people, which could also include family members, to jointly adopt children. Where does Michigan stand compared to other states when it comes to rules for unmarried people being able to jointly adopt?
Well, I was trying to figure that out. These things change all the time. There are about 10 states where unmarried people can jointly adopt. In Michigan, for example, if I had a sister who had a child and that child became orphaned, and let's say my other sister and I wanted to mutually adopt that child, we wouldn't be allowed to, nor can a same-sex couple legally adopt. Individuals can adopt. In the famous Michigan case where these two loving women want to jointly adopt their three children, the children have been adopted by one or another them separately, but not together. Now, it's also important to remember that people introduce bills all the time. This bill was introduced by Jeff Irwin, who's a Democratic state representative from Ann Arbor. Democrats really have no power in the legislature, and unless the Republican majority gets behind this bill, which seems unlikely to me, it isn't going anywhere. I think that everybody right now is holding their breath and waiting to see what the U.S. Supreme Court does before they launch into doing anything further.
Okay, Jack, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.